Oh, Joel, so nice to see you again. The last time we got to have a chat with you, it was at your hotel. You hadn't even checked in yet. I think we had it down just at the cafe downstairs. You literally had just flown into Melbourne. We were absolutely buzzing after that. We're like, what a top bloke Joel is. Like, we just wanted to spend all day with you. You were so much fun. But there was an issue, there was an instance, and I need to talk about Zippergate first and foremost. I just need to clear the air. My zipper was down during our photo time. And as we walked away, I said to Josh, I'm like, oh my God, my zipper's down. Do you think anyone noticed? And Josh is like, nah, somebody would have said something. Nah, it's fine. Anyway, we look at our photos. We're like, oh my God, the zipper's right down. You can see my underwear. And I'm like, we took photos on Joel's camera too. He's going to see my underwear.
Didn't you guys Photoshop the zipper back?
That's right, we did. We Photoshopped it. We're like, if this is going to go on social media, we are making sure we are like just getting a little bit of the blue denim and covering over my underwear. So I just wanted to apologise firstly. It's not how I usually conduct myself.
No, good work, man. Good work on the quick Photoshop. I've had to do that a few times with the old face thing.
Enough about Stampsy's underpants, but let's talk about you, man. How have you been? Because obviously last time the world's changed a whole lot since we last spoke, and you as a very fit guy, how are you locked down? Because I'd imagine you like getting out a lot.
Yeah, no, it's been all right. I mean, as you said, 3 months in lockdown. The main difference in my life is like all my touring's been put on hold, so no more gigging. But it's okay. I've spent 3 months literally in the studio and in my garage doing workouts. So
I can see the veins popping out of your biceps right now. Oh my God, how ripped are you? It's the best shape anyone's ever been in.
Oh God, jeez!
Been like Rocky going up and down the garden every day.
Has your sister been charging you for those PT sessions, or have you been doing a little bit of under the table contra dealing?
No, I always give her a little bit of money for doing that. She's lovely, man. She's great. She's been smashing it because she's got like a little load of clients. She goes to their houses and takes them through these, and they're hard. They're hard, man. Like, trust me. I think I'm like fit, but when she comes around and gives me one of those home workouts, I'm dead at the end of it.
And how are you feeling? Because you were saying like you're on such a high because Elton John said your name on the radio, introduced your song. Now you've been working in the studio. How's it been? How's the ride?
Yeah, it's I'm on top of the world right now. You know, I've been working hard for months on my latest single, Head and Heart, which is out now, and you know, people seem to be enjoying it. And it's, you know, when you've worked on something for so long, you know, it almost becomes like your little baby, and you're sort of bringing it out into the world, and you're like, please love it. And to see the response and people like connecting with the record is the best feeling in the world. So I couldn't be happier right now, man. Obviously, I'm itching to get back touring again. Yeah. I can't wait to get back doing my thing behind the decks. So when that day does come, it's going to be a special day, man.
Well, with the new track, you got to team up with the super incredible MNEK. With the film clip, though, I saw some behind-the-scenes videos. You shot on what was one of the hottest days. You even said that in the behind-the-scenes. Yet on the film clip, you have two red-headed twins. Could you be any crueler?
I know. I felt so bad. They were getting so sunburned. Yes. Like, it was bad. I thought this exact when I got to set, I thought, oh God, they're gonna have a nightmare today.
Oh wow.
Because of course they represented head and heart, so they were the yin and yang. But the whole time I'm just thinking, somebody pass them the sunblock, like SPF 50 them.
They literally looked like they were gonna pass out all day. I was like, oh God. But you know what? They got through it. And they did an amazing job. Yeah. And that music video, I'm so proud of it. I love it.
So you were just saying there, you put it like it's your baby. You got to put it out into the world. Have you had more people collaborating with you? And are you still, is it hard for you to work with other people because it is your music and you think, oh, I really want to keep it this way. And they're saying, let's go in a different direction.
No, not at all. It's, you know, with Head and Heart, obviously I collaborated with MNEK on it. And, you know, I was working on this track actually like last year, so I've been working on it for a long time. And Emily came on board about March because it needed a new vocal and it needed some new parts for it. And it got in Emily K's hands, and he DM'd me on Instagram. And first of all, I was like, wow, like Emily K's DM'd me, like I'm a massive fan of this guy, like he's unbelievable. And then he was like, I love this Head and Heart track. I was like, no way. And he was like, man, I love it. I was like, he re-vocaled it and he sent me his parts and he wrote the sections that needed writing. So like I said to someone else, he was like, he was the missing piece of this Head and Heart puzzle that I was trying to like get together. And then from then onwards, you know, we spoke every day on WhatsApp. Like I've probably literally done his head in by WhatsApp him 100 times a day. I was like, can you hear the hi-hat? I think it's got to come out. And he's like, what are you on about? That's just my OCD going crazy.
Joel, it's 3 a.m. in the morning. Can you please stop WhatsApping me, please?
But there's a snare. There's a snare that needs to come out.
Oh, man. Do you know what? The best thing about you is you're just so grounded. Yeah. It's so good to see how excited you get about, like, working with other people and how awesome that is. But they must be excited to work with you, though, as well.
I hope so, man. Yeah, I always just try to, you know, if I'm working with anyone, it's just, you know, bring some positive vibes. And I hope they enjoy working with me too. I probably, as I said, I probably do their head in with my OCD ways though. But.
And all the girls you brought with the sorry effect that were coming into the DMs. We all know that that's still a thing, don't we?
Oh, mate, the DMs, they're on a shutdown right now.
All right, I will change the topic for you then, because as much as Josh got on the DMs last time we spoke, the other person that got a lot of airtime was your gran, who is a major supporter of yours. How's she doing? I wanted to check in, see if she's doing all right through the pandemic. Obviously, she's still a super fan of yours.
Yeah. So she's obviously like, I bless her because I've been doing her shopping.
Oh, nice.
Because in the supermarkets, you can't go out.
Yeah.
You can't go there. So I've been, it's become like a weekly thing of going to the supermarket with her shopping list and getting all the, like checking all, she's got this thing about expiry dates, right? So it's like, honestly, she's got, I'm in the shopping aisles, like getting tomatoes and I have to get the one at the very back that's got the best date. And then when I bring them round, she's like checking, going, oh, this is a good date, Joel. This date is not so good. I'm like, man, it's like 4 weeks away. You're going to eat them tomorrow.
Does she give you an allowance to go? Are you like, what's happening? Does she give you a little envelope with the money to go run and get her shopping?
No, she tries to, but I never let her pay, man. I do it. And but you know what? It's been nice because it's actually like become a thing for her now to see me every week. We have a little cup of tea and I fill her in on the music. And I played her the music video to Head and Heart the other day, and she was just, I also did like a, I was on a TV show on Channel 4 in the UK like last weekend. And because, you know, she's got terrestrial TV, so she could watch that. Because a lot of the other stuff, you know, she can't get on, you know, she doesn't have a computer and go on the internet. So she saw me on this TV show. And I just think it was like a moment to hit home to her. Like she couldn't believe it. And she was like crying. And it's been nice to... She's really excited about everything, and obviously she's seeing what's happened with the new song. You know, it's doing quite well in the UK now. So for her to see like the, you know, things going well for me, it makes her super happy.
I just love the fact that she's telling all her mates, yet I still get him to do my weekly shopping.
Yeah, that's it.
He's kind of a big deal, but he's still getting the bread and the butter.
Yeah.
Oh, they all love it over there because she lives in like an apartment complex with like some older people. And there she's got the Joel Corey fan club going on.
I can't wait. One day I want to meet your grandma. Seriously, she sounds like an absolute character.
Oh, she's amazing. She's great.
Well, Joel, awesome again to catch up with you. Great to see you doing so well again and just keep grinding, man.
Yeah.
I will do. Thanks, guys. It's always great to catch up. And look, listen, hopefully next year I'll be back over and we can hang out. And this time you can have your zipper up and we don't have to Photoshop it.
Look, I'm going to be honest. I'm so clumsy. I can't promise anything. But you are a dead set legend. We love having you on the show, mate. And we will chat to you soon. Right. Thanks so much.
Big love, guys. See you later.
Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks, Joel.